think at the Bears, and now they don't care anymore.
All right, who wants to be the sharp on one of these games? Cardinals plus 13.5 against the Packers. Raiders plus 14.5 against the Chiefs.
It's hard to step in front of the Chiefs. Their offense is so good. Patrick Mahomes, all those playmakers. Will maybe Andy Reid take it easy on his old colleague, John Gruden? That's one possibility. But I don't think there's going to be much support at all for the Cardinals after what we saw on Sunday, that game against the Chargers. And Green Bay, really, it's a must-win game for them. They have to win this game to have any chance of getting back into the NFC playoffs.
Let's see. The teaser is down to 7 for both those. I'm trying to see. Yeah, they'll be just above it. There'll be plenty of those you guys have to write this week, right?
Yeah, I think that they'll be popular teaser teams. New Orleans will be the most popular teaser team. New Orleans and Seattle. Guys like if they can tease it through the field goal, they always like to do that for good reason. That's a good bet. But certainly the Saints will be a team that we see in a lot of teasers. I think the Eagles will as well be able to tease the Eagles down to a pick'em type situation against the Redskins on Monday night.
Is it true that you guys have a new policy that when somebody bets a double-digit favorite, you just hand them the money right then?
Yeah, that's a good it's a good system. We utilized that last year with the Patriots. Guys come in, give me the Patriots. You know, like, you were right. We just handed them the money. Saved us some time and some paperwork. Now we haven't got quite that far yet, but we're getting close with the New Orleans Saints. I'll tell you that much.
John, we appreciate it. For listeners who like the back and forth with John and Adam, just follow them on Twitter, as they had a nice conversation off air. It goes on pretty much all week.
John really wimped out on that Seinfeld trivia last night, though.
Well, you gave me about 45 minutes warning.
That's all I got.
Who's the person that tipped you off on that?
That was our friend Mark.
Oh, Mark Moore. I got beef with Mark Moore. I mean, give me some warning, man. Come on.
We won anyway, so...
You didn't need me.
We needed your camaraderie.
What was the prize you guys won?
It was pride. We won from pride.
So nothing. Okay, well then I think I made the right decision. But next time, tell Mark Moore, give me a little heads up so I can plan my week out, man. I'm a busy man. How many media spots I did today, man? Oh my God.
Busy man. John, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you.
All right, fellas. Take care.
We'll see John. You might hear John on Sunday mornings. We're out there for the Sunday football preview
show. Hopefully not.
8 o'clock with the breakdown, the leans, the likes, the sharps, the versus the squares. And then 9 o'clock, Football Central opens the best spot in town to watch Sunday football action. 9 a.m. open, 11 giant HD screens. We're happy. We're in a good mood. Man, there's a lot of angry people out there, and especially about Reuben Foster landing in D.C.
Swagger Men's Grooming, a full-service shop with haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing for men. It's Swagger Men's Grooming, open 7 days a week at Coronado Center Drive and Eastern.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
Right now at Finley Volkswagen in the Valley Auto Mall, we're having our Black Friday weekend sales event. Meet me at Finley Volkswagen at the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson or visit FinleyVW.com, Nevada's number one Volkswagen volume dealer.
Finley Volkswagen.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them December 9th against Dallas from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Nightline. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered by a flash seats 48 hours before the game.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh, yeah. Give me your booze. I am nourished by your hatred.
And Adam Hill.
With the things I've done in my life?
Oh, I know I'm going to burn in hell. So I sure as shit ain't afraid to burn here on Earth.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. That's the most badass thing I've ever heard.
Here we go. 5 o'clock hour. Thomas and Mack is the site. ESPN Las Vegas getting you ready for Valparaiso taking on your running Rebels, looking for win number 5 on the season. You heard it. Adam Hill is here. It's Cofield. Ari with a marathon show. What does Ari do in this case when he can't eat?
I think he already ate like 4 times.
I'm not looking at him today. Okay. My back is to him. So he was snacking earlier.
He had a whole setup over here on this table. It looked like a Thanksgiving feast.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Still a little clogged up. I couldn't smell it.
It's all back here. So here's a little ways
away. Well, as long as he's
nourished.
Satiated.
He's nourished.
Then we're good to go. All right, Big Five time.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at 5. Number 5.
You know, in spite of this angry-looking mustache that I'm sporting, I'm in a pretty good mood today.
Okay.
Happy. But there's a lot of angry people out there.
Yeah.
Lighten up, Buttercup. Lighten up. People yelling at us on Facebook. We put a nice graphic up earlier about that Harden 54-point game. He and Gordon combined to be the second highest combined scoring total in NBA history in a game since 1970. Very convoluted. But 90 points combined. Did not set the record, though. The record was set by Kobe and Smush Parker. Smush gets the honors. Posted it, wanted some reaction, and someone immediately went in and wrote a diatribe about 15 inches worth on Kobe the rapist.
Oh, fair.
People are very angry. They're very on edge all the time.
That's generally how people are.
I mean, imagine flipping on, I'm just going to pull a random show. Flipping on, like, Baywatch. You got all these chicks in bathing suits. It's a light show, and you're just infuriated. How can that even happen?
Well,
that's the world we live in now.
I mean, I don't know what. I'm sure Jermaine Jones, former U.S. soccer player, would not enjoy watching Baywatch. He'd get angry because he believes that former Baywatch actor David Charvet, I think that's how you pronounce his name, is sleeping with his estranged wife.
Oh, okay. There's an extra element here. It wasn't just he hates Baywatch.
No. So, David Charvet apparently denies this, although reading it, it just seems he's scared of Jermaine Jones because Jermaine Jones has been threatening him over and over again and actually sent him a picture of his gun. I don't know if Charvet is actually sleeping with this woman or not, but apparently Jermaine Jones believes he is, so he's going to harass and threaten and stalk him. I mean, these are the kind of things that happen a lot in the world, but it's just very weird that it's a former soccer player and a former Baywatch actor that nobody's heard of in 20 years.
Yes. Absolutely worth the follow for you, though.
Oh.
You're punching up TMZ and refreshing every day,
minute. Yes.
Excellent. Next up.
Number 4.
Well, this one's intriguing. If it were not for the totalitarian jackass Jinping, who some say look like Winnie the Pooh. Is that the whole deal on him? The
looks a little
the
bit
leader
like
of
him.
China?
Sorry, he looks a little bit
He actually
him.
Does. China apparently is going to come up with a rating system for every resident.
Yeah.
Based on some sort of behavior by the end of 2020. I like ratings. I don't know that I'd hate being rated. Hopefully friendliness, being social is not part of the rating. I don't think it is here.
No.
It sounds like this is more of a be a responsible citizen with your money rating.
Yeah, which I was hoping it was more just like people are just constantly watching you. Like, are you holding doors open
for people? Is that what
you
wanted, Big Brother?
Are you, yeah, are you, you know.
Oh, wouldn't that be dynamite?
That would be great.
How many hypocrites, including ourselves, maybe not you, would be unveiled?
It would be
railing
great.
Railing about how impolite people are, and then they catch us all the time just, you know, changing three lanes without a turn signal, just walking through a door and letting a woman smash her face right into it behind you.
That's what I want. Not to smash the face in the door, but
you
I
want...
You want
people to get caught.
Yeah, I want people to be judged on how they are acting.
Like,
to
you
people.
Want you want everyone to be subjected to the potential parking lot Paul treatment.
Sure.
The guy who was at the Smiths down where you live and was proudly crowing that, I'm racist. We don't like you people. Like, that would be great if all of us were subjected to that.
Well,
we get caught if we act like that.
Yeah, I'd want
when
people
we
to
when
get
we
caught.
Don't think anyone's looking.
I want people to get caught. I want people to get caught, as you said, not holding a door for people, illegally changing all those things. Whatever is, like, courteous, I want you to be scored on that. It doesn't seem like that's where they're going. Beijing is going to score all of their residents, which is a lot of them. They're going to have basically numbers assigned to them, kind of like credit scores, but more social behavior score.
That would seem like a great job opportunity. How many people do they have to hire to manage this program?
A lot. But instead of, hey, you're not courteous, you didn't give up your seat for somebody, you didn't hold the door for somebody, instead of those things, you're going to get points off for things like violating traffic laws. Sorry, Steve. You're in trouble.
Speeding or being courteous?
Everything.
Yeah,
all of it.
Forget it.
All of it.
Aggressive, offensive, defensive driving, as I call it.
Probably.
I play defense
down.
On the roads by playing offense.
Probably get marked down for that. Poor credit.
I'd be okay.
Poor... Like, if you're charging, like, illegal fees for something to somebody. If you're trying to, you know...
Really?
Screw somebody on prices, yeah.
Wow, that
you're
would be good.
You're going to get dinged for that. Volunteer
work. They really don't enjoy capitalism.
Volunteer work and blood donations. That will make your score go up.
Oh,
those
man.
Sorts of things. But, I mean, these are things that are measurable.
I mean, that's great.
I really do want people actually observed and marked for demerits and that sort of thing.
Well, you've said it. You're wide open to being spied on.
Yeah.
You'll turn over your computers, your phone, no text. But you're fine. You're confident that you will get a good grade if we had the system.
Yeah, I think if people were watching me, like, they would notice. I do very courteous things all the time when people aren't watching.
Can you do it quickly? Give me the five things again. Give me the five or six categories again that they're basing it on.
Well,
quickly.
Some of them are bad credit, charging under the table fees on people, violating traffic laws are bad. Volunteer work, blood donations, that sort of thing are good.
Okay. On this show, who would get the lowest grade? Adam Hill, Chrissy, Cofield, or Big Mac? Who would get the lowest score with those parameters?
I think Chrissy.
Nope, Steve. Sorry. I'm...
That slipped out, huh?
Yeah, it did. I don't know where that came from.
Involuntary.
But I, the only mean thing I'd ever done was turn off the automatic doors at a store and watch people bump into them. And that was like when I was 19. So that's the only like non-courteous thing I've done. I don't know why I just self-admitted.
But I feel you probably got a lot of traffic tickets.
No, I've got out of a lot of traffic tickets.
I think you still get marked down for this, though.
Oh.
If they pull you over.
Well, do you think I'm a hostile person, Adam?
No, but I think...
I don't think it didn't say hostile driving. It just said bad driving.
Oh, well, ouch. Maybe I'm a bad driver in Vegas.
Well,
bad,
I mean, by bad, I mean, you know, getting citations. So
you're also
a
bad parker.
Oh, my. Can you imagine if they tracked our parking lot every day? Chrissy, you're absolutely at the bottom of the barrel on the show. You got to clean that up.
Yeah, this feels real good. To talk about, but...
You got
to
clean that up.
Yeah.
Well, it's like it's the one negative. You guys are both ready to unload on me on the Chinese rating system. I'm not going to China. I was actually kind of interested in going to China and working for this agency and being one of the spies and in charge of the ratings.
But also, it is great. Like, it said a lot of people have been blocked from booking flights or booking on high-speed rail because you're kind of marked down. You're low on the totem pole to get those kind of reservations.
Yeah, you know what? We did bury the lead. What happens when you have a low rating?
Yeah, those sorts of things.
Yeah, it said Those with better so-called social credit will get the green channel benefits, while those who violate laws will find life more difficult.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, it's for real.
In Beijing, let me read this. They'll pull data from several departments to reward and punish some 22 million citizens based on their actions and reps by the end of 2000. Reputations?
Yeah, I like
this. Well, that's reputation is not factual.
I like this.
It sounds like the court that Bane tried institute in The Dark Knight Rises. Doesn't it?
Right over our heads. We need McKinnell here. Any kind of Batman, Marvel reference.
I can't believe I came up with that.
Yeah, we're out of that.
Number three.
Damn, I like it, Chrissy. I was going to say it, but you recognized that was the end of that.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Headline, according to Adam, Big Ben basically says he's earned the right to trash his teammates and call them out. I like this. I want this.
You haven't earned it.
How has Big Ben earned it over me?
I think by walking...
And teammates.
Walking people's dates back to their room for them, maybe.
Nah, you could have just responded by saying winning.
Yeah.
Big Ben is a winner. I'm not.
I think I've earned the right to be able to do that with as long as I have been here, and I'll just be just as critical of myself as well. Being around for a long time with a lot of different players, you have to know how to motivate different guys in different ways. I think that's part of being a leader, being a captain, just understanding players. Sometimes you just grab them off to the side, and sometimes you have to be honest with them.
Do you ever get that right back when you're a low-character guy and involved in the Georgia and Lake Tahoe situations like Big Ben was?
I don't think so.
Seriously, do you ever... I mean, can you freaking turn the corner?
No, because
rebuild your rep, or is that always on your record?
I think forever, no matter what you say, if somebody's really being confrontational and they're like, hey, you got to do it this way. Oh, like you did it in the bathroom? You mean that? I mean, it's always a
lifetime scarlet letter.
Yeah, I think so. It probably should be.
But I do like the concept of, it's reality, though, right? In sports, there are certain people who have the equity. And especially a quarterback where they can go off on you, and you just have to deal with it.
Over the last 3 years, the list of people he's gone after, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Martavis Bryant, James Washington, the entire coaching staff, the entire front office, and their group of young players. Pretty much just everyone.
Why was he describing this as like a recent revelation? Like, I think I'm going to start doing this. Like, you've been doing it.
He's the Steve Cofield of the NFL.
No, that's not the case.
Yes.
Not the case. I don't have a Lake Tahoe or Georgia.
No. But in the sense of, you know what? I'm going to start speaking out now.
Yeah.
Too late. The last 3 years, you've gone off to everyone on the team.
That's a good point.
Yes.
When I started the week off and said I started Sunday morning telling you, that's it. The gloves are off. It's over on social media. I'm tired of holding back. And you're like, you are horrified. You're
so
like,
far,
what?
Everyone that's heard you say that has laughed.
Yeah, you've listed multiple people who were offended by something. So, like I told you, the new policy is you get muted and I'm not going to see your stuff anymore. So.
That's fair.
So, you got what you wanted. Now everyone else can chuckle at your stupidity and no one will tell you. I was doing a public service.
This came the other day from when he said about James Washington. Not really sure what he was doing.
Big Ben.
Okay, thanks.
Subtly going after
thanks,
someone.
Thanks, Ben.
By the way, Ari, I have not muted you, but man, some of your music tweets and your sub. Well, actually, I love Ari's subtweets about work because I generally know what he's talking about. I hate subtweets, but from Ari, it's kind of funny.
Subtweets are fun.
Number two.
Boy, before Reuben Foster got grabbed by the Redskins, I would have betcha that it would be the Bengals or the Patriots, but it wasn't. It's the Redskins. Should it really surprise anyone? Well, I guess there's a couple things here. Dan Snyder, I'm going to set this up a certain way. Dan Snyder is a dirtbag. And I don't believe he cares about public perception. His team is named the Redskins, which outrages
That's true.
A lot of people. On the flip side of this, boy, would I do the same thing? I might. I mean, the case can be made. Reuben Foster is a pain in the ass. He does have serious allegations against him. But we do live in a country where you are innocent until proven guilty. And if you believe that he's a talent and you stash him on your roster and it works out that, hey, he doesn't get through the legal woes, then you get rid of him. No harm, no foul, because a lot of people are pissed. Because there's a bigger picture here. This is a league that's had lots of problems with the way it's handled domestic violence, and Reuben Foster gets a chance, while others who don't have these sort of backgrounds can't get a chance. Obviously, we're referencing Kaepernick, who apparently Bruce Allen, who runs the Redskins, is really anti-Kaepernick and refused to bring him in after Al Smith snapped his leg. So I guess there's a lot of layers to the story. Are you upset that they're going to roll the dice on Reuben Foster and see what happens? Are you upset? Are you mad?
I mean, I'm not really mad about it. I think the reasoning is kind of, it's nonsense, and it's just they're making up. The reason is they think he can help them win, and they don't care.
What are they saying? Jay Gruden sort of suggested we're helping him.
Yeah, and the team essentially just said, "Hey, we're not signing him. Like we're just trying to, we're doing our due diligence. We'll claim him while we do our due diligence. We'll figure it out. Make sure he's innocent and all." Like, no, you're not. You thought he could help you win, and you don't care about the stuff that he did. That's what you're doing. And I think the Redskins kind of thought a lot of teams were going to put claims in on him, and they ended up being the only one. And I'm sure there was other teams that thought about it, said, I wonder if it's worth it.
Actually, I saw a story today that there was only one team that actually asked for the police report, and that was the Eagles. So that either indicates that no one else was interested, or other teams were interested, backed off, but didn't even do the research that the Eagles were willing to do.
And part of what the Redskins said is, hey, we know that, and I know Doug Williams said that we talked to a number of his ex-Alabama teammates and current Redskins players who were overwhelmingly supportive of us taking this chance.
And well, let's first address Alabama. I wouldn't talk to anyone at Alabama as a source.
No.
Alabama is beginning to pump out here and there. There's so many guys. So I guess some could slip through the cracks. Some low-character dudes.
Yeah.
So Saban's products are not guaranteed to come in and be solid citizens. Not all of them.
No, for sure it's not. But I mean, the other factor is they said they talked to all these guys, and you know, hey, we've come to the conclusion it's going to be okay, and they're supportive of the idea. And I saw a statement from HaHa Clinton Dix earlier that was like, "I'm on your team. I played with them in Alabama. And nobody talked to me."
Oh, really? So now they're lying about doing due diligence.
It seems that way.
Which is HaHa Clinton Dix bringing that up because he wants to point out fact that they didn't talk to him, or he really wants to say, I know Reuben Foster, yikes.
Well, it was,
or at least I know of
him. It was
him.
Just reporters asking, hey, did they ask you about him? Because the statement says we talked to our current players who played at Alabama, and he said no. Also, John Allen, another player who was at Alabama with him on the Redskins, said no, not asked either.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, for two guys on the team.
0-2.
What does that say?
They're just lying.
Yeah, they didn't even try.
Because as you point out in the statement, yeah, we've got guys that played with him in college and are now on our team.
It is funny,
but you didn't ask them.
Because this is a point you make all the time. You'd be okay if they were just like, hey, you know, we don't care. This is a smart move. It's worth the risk. And too bad if you don't like it. But the NFL won't do that. They assume people are stupid and won't follow up on it. I mean, this goes back. Think about now. It's probably 25 years ago. Remember Kraft trying to do this with Christian Peter out of Nebraska?
Yeah.
Who had all sorts of sexual assault issues, allegations at Nebraska.
Women, the women around him were
his
like,
his wife, Myra.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they draft Christian Peter, and then within like 2 days, the wife and others are like, why did you draft this guy? Oh, you got us. And they're like, you know, well, oh, we didn't know. You knew. So you knew, and you knew about Aaron Hernandez. Maybe not that he would be a murderer. You basically assessed risk-reward and thought that, hey, you could skate by on this, and maybe there's a big reward.
So HaHa Clinton Dix said he wasn't asked. Again, played with him at Alabama, now is on the Redskins. This is his quote. I mean, you can try to read into this. He said, I've been doing this for a long time, and I love the media. I know you've got a job to do as well. But from that standpoint, I'm just going to tell you, you've got to speak with the organization, the guys that are above me on that decision.
Wow. All right.
I mean, that's not a ringing endorsement.
Not at all. Boy, what a shocker that the Redskins still seem dysfunctional. And there's always been one, or we'll say one and a half, common links over time, because Bruce Allen left for a little while, right? The owner and Bruce Allen.
Yeah.
Amazing. Top story.
number one.
Wow, what was that last night? The 109-point scoring Stanley Cup finalists are back! Winning streak. Golden Knights go into Chicago and just destroy the Blackhawks.
It's pretty embarrassing from the Blackhawks' perspective.
Wow. Were you not impressed? You don't seem impressed.
I think it was very impressed. It was a... Listen, Chicago has been horrific. They're 3-11 in the last 14.
Firing Quenneville didn't change things, huh?
Firing their coach. I mean, they have the names, but they just don't have anything working for them right now. So that's a team you have to go in and try to take advantage of. And I think the Knights did a really good job of taking it to them early. They got a somewhat of a break, but it was a very justified break in that they scored early. And then Chicago came right back and tied it, but the goal was overturned, as it should be. It was a bad call. So, you know, they take that goal off the board, and it seemed like that really took a lot out of the Blackhawks and really, you know, energized the Knights, because from there, they really turned it on, made it 3-0 before the end of the first period, three more goals in the second period, and it was a blowout, highest goal total in Golden Knights history. Just a really good performance as they extended their winning streak to 4.
On the way back, we follow up on that big win last night. We also got to mention what's happening around the rest of the league. When they come to town, I mean, early on, teams are having a lot of success, but more recently, folks are coming to town, and it seems like they may not have the Vegas flu when they're here, but they certainly have it once they leave Sin City.
Hit up Cofield & Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
Hey everyone, Ed Graney from the Press Box here. Well, every time I begin to give up on the Dodgers, boom! They prove me wrong and climb right back into contention in the National League West. But such up and down results are enough to drive a guy nuts. Thank goodness, then, we have a company like Open Door to show the way with excellence and consistency. Open Door makes the process of selling your home easier than ever. This isn't your traditional home selling pitch that comes with costly preparation, frequent showings, and months of uncertainty with people coming and going all day long. Who wants that? Not even close. Open Door helps you avoid all those hassles. And get this, folks, you can have a free offer on your home within 48 hours, and Open Door can help you close on your desired timeline, whether it's as quick as 10 days or as long as 60. Just go to opendoor.com. Right now to receive a free offer on your home based on current market conditions and a detailed comparison of homes in your area. It's that simple. It's that easy. Over 50,000 home showings have been avoided by using Open Door. There's no debate who's the best choice for selling your home in a timely and efficient manner across Southern Nevada. Do yourself a favor and visit opendoor.com right now for that free offer. Believe me, you won't regret it.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. The holidays are my favorite time of year. It's a great time to spend with family and friends, and it truly is the season of giving. In the next few weeks, a lot of get-togethers will include alcohol. Holiday cheer can take a quick turn for the worse, though, if you drink and drive. Don't do that. As an injury lawyer, I've seen the devastation firsthand, so let's promise each other that this year will be different. Unfortunately, accidents do happen, so if you have been hurt, call me at 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. Happy holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Contractor license 007-9414.
A heat pump is basically just an air conditioner running backwards. And with heat pumps, big expensive problems begin as small affordable problems that were ignored for way too long. Routine maintenance will keep your heat pump happily doing its job long after everyone else's has laid down and died. Let Gettle rejuvenate your heat pump and it will say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you 24 hours a day. Just $129. And while we're there, we'll do a complete safety check and replace all the batteries and all your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors. No charge. You'll get a free Gettle flashlight and you won't have to worry about being woke up in the middle of the night by that evil chirping of a dying smoke detector battery. No one knows heating and cooling like Gettle. G-O-E-T-T-L. It'll keep you cool, but it's hard to spell. Call right now, okay?
Hey guys, have you been hearing about low T and testosterone therapy? Testosterone is the cornerstone of a man's health. After age 30, we may lose about 2% of our testosterone each year. This causes us to lose energy, get fatter, lose sex drive, and disrupts our sleep. We think we are just getting old when that feeling is really caused by low T. Universal Men's Clinic has local medical providers specializing in restoring your testosterone. We have had success with many patients.
Our medical staff will monitor every step of your progress, evaluating your blood levels and symptoms. Within a few weeks, many patients have reported more natural energy and a better sex drive. Within a few months, many active patients report stronger bodies and the physical performance of their younger days.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Right now at Findlay Volkswagen in the Valley Auto Mall, we're having our Black Friday weekend sales event. Meet me at Findlay Volkswagen at the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson or visit FindlayVW.com, Nevada's number one Volkswagen volume dealer. Findlay Volkswagen.
Mastriani Fashions has Thanksgiving special pricing, and everything in the store is marked down. Suits valued at $300, now only $69.99. All accessories plus sweaters, leather jackets, coats, and overcoats, buy one, get one free. Mastriani Fashions with two convenient locations, Oakey Indicator or Boca Park in Summerlin.
Wake up with a CW and get the news you need to start your day.
With traffic and weather every 10 minutes, we have the team you need to keep you comfortable all day long.
Get top stories, breaking news, and a little fun too. All on Wake Up with a CW.
Spencer James! Touchdown!
He left everything to follow his dream.
Something 90210.
But tonight...
Cole, why are you doing this?
Spencer, you have no idea what's going down in the hood right now.
When he sees what it's done to someone he left behind...
You don't need me anymore, but Sean does.
He's a thug! Whatever's coming for him is coming for you too.
He'll wish...
Cole!
He never had. All-American, right after Riverdale. All new tonight on the CW.
Starting at 9 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cable 6.
Watch the CW News at 10, now 7 nights a week. Breaking news, top stories every night of the week on the CW News at 10.
Your weather authority helps plan your work week.
And your weekend fun.
Get your late news early on the CW News at 10.
Yo, it's Steve Cofield. I've got back pain from time to time. The real problem? My feet. They're flattening out. I needed help, so I asked my pals at the Good Feet store for some advice. They talked about the four arches of the foot, and they told me my feet need to be exercised on a daily basis so I can avoid that back pain. And the same goes for you if you've got neck or leg pain. At the Good Feet store, the fix is more affordable than ever. Trying their three-step system can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. I just hit New Orleans on a four-day vacation. I walked every day for 8 to 10 hours. I used the Goodfeet exercisers and relaxers. I felt great the entire trip. You can feel like that too. Hit the Goodfeet store any day, 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. There's a Goodfeet store located across from Palace Station, 2600 West Sahara, and another at 4150 Blue Diamond just west of the Silverton. Take it from me, Steve Cofield. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Goodfeet store today.
It's Paul Powell.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. And unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. Call me right now. 728-5500. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Deacon wins it. Left point Theodore. Shuffles towards the slot. Drops it left. Carlson. He shoots. He scores! William Carlson from the left circle. Power play goal for the Knights. Vegas leads 4-1.
Carlson!
VGK on a roll. And thankfully, even after the horrendous start, the division overall was just kind of lackluster. So they didn't lose a lot of ground.
No. Right in it. Four straight wins and you're right in the picture.
Amazing. Amazing. I want to get to a follow-up on Reuben Foster because it brought up the conversation of Kaepernick. Foster with some serious domestic violence allegations that he's facing, and he was picked up immediately on waivers, and you know there's a lot of people out there still. Kaepernick stuck in their craw. And I'm talking about the folks who think that he should be given a chance to play in the league, and there's just many people who think, you know what, not worth the trouble. But that's coming up in 5 minutes because we had a good Facebook post that Baker put up where we talked about this new AAF and Kaepernick, and that thing exploded. I'll give you some of the response on our ESPN Las Vegas Facebook page. But you uncovered, or at least pointed out something before the show, that while the Knights weren't playing great at home to open the season, and it's improved a little bit lately, obviously, with the back-to-back shutouts, either way, teams would come here, win or lose, they would leave and be garbage.
Yeah.
Like, Vegas had an effect on them.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that that's happening. There's no question about it.
How big is the sample?
So, you know, I've seen some people talking about it on Twitter, and really from a betting perspective, this is an angle that people are looking. I decided to run the numbers today, and I went through them, and probably have something this on maybe Sunday's paper if you want to check that out for the graph. But there's been 11 teams that came to T-Mobile Arena this year. Now, we talked about this in the offseason, that I had talked to some people around hockey that thought their teams came to Vegas last year and partied way too much, and it was affecting their performances here. And I know people got mad about that, saying that's ridiculous, it's just an excuse for why teams are losing. What I had heard is that people were going to start having their teams come to town, play, and then letting them go out after the game. So you usually fly out right away. I had heard people were going to wait, let teams kind of have their fun after they played here, and then leave. It seems like that might be happening. Because of 11 teams that have come to T-Mobile, their next game, they are 1-10. So they leave Vegas, they're 1-10 in that follow-up game. They've been outscored 44-18 in those games. Now, it's not some games.
That's not just losing.
Philly came here two nights later. They played in Colorado, lost 5-2. Buffalo came here, played at San Jose two nights later, lost 5-1. Anaheim was here, played the next night. They lost 4-2 back home in Anaheim. Vancouver played the next night in Arizona. They lost 4-1. Tampa Bay played the next night in Arizona, lost 7-1. Tampa Bay, one of the best teams in the league, came into town, went to Arizona, lost 7-1 the next day.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just on and on. Ottawa,
you can deny
here
all you want the Vegas flu and that you're jerking around too much when you come to Sin City, but with results like that, I mean, how do you fight it?
Yeah, Ottawa came here, lost 5-1 in Arizona two nights later. Carolina came here. They beat the Knights, and they lost 4-1 in St. Louis three nights later. Anaheim again came to town. They lost in overtime to Toronto two nights later. St. Louis came to town, had a nice win. Next night, they played in San Jose, lost 4-0. Calgary is the one team that won. They went to Arizona and won. And then San Jose was the last team to come to Vegas. They went to Buffalo yesterday and lost once again. So 44-18, teams have been outscored in the next game after playing in Vegas.
Wow. Pretty damning.
Yeah.
Now we just have to get them to come earlier.
Get
here a day and a half before. Enjoy the city, fellas. It's very relaxing.
People, fans should be sending bottle service to other teams.
Right? All right, some follow-up on Reuben Foster. And also this AAF, this new football league. They did their draft last night here in Vegas. And it was a quarterback draft, right? So they just...
Yeah.
You saw a slew of quarterbacks drafted. So the Reuben Foster thing has started up the Kaepernick conversation again. Like, really, this is a league that won't allow that, maybe colluding against Colin Kaepernick. But Reuben Foster can get at least an interest a day after being released by the Niners, and then this AAF draft goes down, and no one took a shot on Kaepernick. Up on Facebook, on our ESPN Las Vegas page, Clay Baker posted, you know, what happened here, what's the deal? And, boy, a lot of the initial response was a lot of the stuff we saw starting 2 years ago.
Of course.
And not really backed up with fact in many cases. I mean, a lot of it's opinion. Michael Kopak said, who wants to hire someone half your customer base will hate and whose presence in the locker room will be divisive? He was actually voted Organization Player of the Year by the Niners his last year. This person said, it's not collusion, it's common sense. Someone else complaining that there's too much Kaepernick talk, which is really interesting because we almost never talk about him, but you get the typical, is this ESPN or CNN? Getting hard to tell the difference. I responded to that by saying, should we talk AAF and address Kaepernick, or do you want us to break down Aaron Murray or Mike Bercovici? Because we could do it.
Yeah.
We'll get them on.
We did. We talked about the strict quarterback things last week.
Someone else said they could be talking about this new league and who they actually drafted and getting people hyped up. for it, but here we are talking about Colin again. We're not going to talk about Mike Bercovici or Aaron Murray or
Scott Tolzien.
It's not going to happen.
No.
And most of our listeners will be like, why are you wasting our time with this?
It's completely...
So that's not what you want us to talk about.
It's a preposterous statement to make. That's what you want. You want to get excited about the AAF by just talking about their... Look what the... Josh Johnson's going to be in the league. Josh Johnson's a fine player. But nobody's going to get hyped up about the league because you talk about the quarterbacks that got drafted. It's silly.
Vernon Reese, who's a loyal commenter, said, Khalud, maybe he's just not that good. So that's kind of the same narrative. He had 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions his last year in the league with the Niners. Come on, folks. Let's assess who's been signed in season this year. They're a collection of either recent bums or guys who haven't even played recently. Matt Barkley, Mark Sanchez just got a gig. Derek Anderson came off the couch. I mean, who are we kidding here? Here's the biggest thing on this. And I'm talking for this AAF, this new league. Don't you have to sign Colin Kaepernick?
I mean, they should. Talk about getting people excited and...
You're trying to start a new football league. You need attention. Is there going to be a giant following to see where second-round blowout hack lands and performs? No one cares. Colin Kaepernick would be... Whether you like him or not, would be great for this league. Well, any startup league should go out and hire two or three, or sign two or three of the most notorious guys in their sport. It's common sense from a marketing standpoint.
Get Reuben Foster. I don't know what they're paying. I don't know what they're paying.
If he's not going to jail, then yeah. And if Reuben Foster has no other options, then yes.
Yeah, I mean that's how you get people, intrigued and wanting to tune in and watch. And for those that say Kaepernick is no good and that's why he's not signed, you're lying. Obviously,
believe
you don't
me,
think that.
If we thought Jay Mariotti would leave the women in the building alone, we'd bring him into ESPN Las Vegas because he'd move the needle.
Yeah.
But there is that safety element.
True, but for those out there that are saying the reason that Kaepernick's not signed because of ability, which is wrong, and you're lying to yourself and you're not being genuine. You should want him. You should be all in support of him signing in this league. Hey, let's see it happen. Let's see what he can do. Give him a shot here and see if he can play. Or is it that you're just lying and that's not really why you don't want him signed? I mean, it's the two options. You should be hoping for them to sign him and see, okay, let's see if he flames out here too. Because he didn't do that in the NFL. They just blackballed him.
So one more thing on this Facebook post. Nice job by Clay Baker. You can go up there and react. We had a couple of I could care less and I couldn't care less, Adam.
Couldn't.
Right. People care. People still get worked up. I have one question for you since Clay is the one who posted it. Is he going to die?
Oh, boy. Somebody fired up at him?
No, we got a Fox News story. Thanksgiving argument over NFL players kneeling during national anthem leads to family shooting.
I mean, these things happen, Steve. I don't know if you've been around...
Clay, I hope you're packing, buddy.
I don't know if you've been around people around holidays, but things get ugly around the house.
This was in Cary, North Carolina. North Carolina.
The guy's sons were arguing.
Yeah.
About the anthem protest, which I don't know why you're still arguing about that. It's insane.
Because people care. They can say they don't. They care. Believe me, I've been around it. I even mentioned on the Facebook post, I'm like, I don't even bring it up in public, man. If I'm at a bar and I'm talking to someone and we start talking about it, I'm like, nah.
I do because I all I want to do is argue with people, and I want to see how
I don't want to get
how ignorant they get. Because usually they're going to get ignorant very quickly. It's hard not to when you're of that opinion.
Yeah.
And you just let it happen, and then let it be known how silly they are. But in this case, the guy's sons were arguing. It looked like he pulled out a gun to try to calm them down and be like, all right, listen, settle it down. And there was a jolt, and he fired on his son, which he didn't mean to, but doesn't matter. Once you point the gun, it's on you. And looks like he's facing attempted murder charges.
Oh, boy. Over the freaking kneeling?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Couldn't care less. No one does. People care. They're shooting each other. Come on.
Struck his son in the head and leg.
Yikes. On the way back, we got a new NFL picks contest backed by Omaha Steaks that we'll intro, so stick around for that. We are going till 7. After 6, we're going to talk to UNLV assistant Eric Brown. I think Gizmo from the hockey world, he's actually calling the game tonight on AT&T Sportsnet. Nick Gizmondi will join us as well.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
Yo, it's Steve Cofield. I've got back pain from time to time. The real problem? My feet. They're flattening out. I needed help, so I asked my pals at the Good Feet Store for some advice. They talked about the four arches of the foot, and they told me my feet need to be exercised on a daily basis so I can avoid that back pain. And the same goes for you if you've got neck or leg pain. At the Good Feet Store, the fix is more affordable than ever. Trying their three-step system can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. I just hit New Orleans on a four-day vacation. I walked every day for 8 to 10 hours. I used the GoodFeet exercisers and relaxers. I felt great the entire trip. You can feel like that too. Hit the GoodFeet store any day, 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. There's a GoodFeet store located across from Palace Station, 2600 West Sahara, and another at 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Take it from me, Steve Cofield. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the GoodFeet store today.
If you're lucky enough to live near the Napoli's Pizzeria on Warm Springs Road or the location on West Sahara, you're in for a treat. During game time, these two locations are offering a one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for just $25.99. That's a huge one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for $25.99. And don't forget, whenever there's a football game on, beer is just $2 at Napoli's. When you crave great pizza, Napoli's Pizzeria is the place to go. For the complete menu, just click LasVegasPizzeria.com.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
If you're in law enforcement, military, or security, you can save 20% on all your tactical gear at the new location of IDO Tactical. And if you log on to IDO Tactical's Facebook page, you'll find even more savings. Just another great way for you to save a few bucks on quality tactical gear. IDO Tactical has it all. Police gear, security gear, military gear, and much more. IDO Tactical is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. on West Sahara at Torrey Pines behind Green Valley Grocery.
It's getting hairy out there, and that's a good thing. November is Movember. Whether it's pencil-thin the walrus or handlebar, it's when we let our mustaches grow freely to raise awareness for men's health. Urology Specialist of Nevada is proud to be part of it, supporting efforts to help men get information on testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and more. In fact, 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetimes. So Urology Specialist of Nevada encourages you to get screened now. Find out more at usonv.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ed and Clay from the Press Box. Win big money in our free weekly football contest.
Every Friday, we're going to give you a chance to win $100 just by picking a couple of winners.
Sponsored by the one and only Dollar Loan Center, offering signature loans up to $5,000. Stop by one of their 31 Las Vegas locations.
Woo! Yeah, that's what she said. Finley Chevrolet just announced 0% APR for up to 72 months for qualified buyers on popular 2018 and 2019 Chevy models in stock. Finley Chevrolet, home of the Woo! Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer, or at FinleyChevy.com. Find new roads.
On approved credit, monthly payment is $13.89 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 7.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 11/30/18. See dealer for details.
College football fans.
The Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl will be played at Sam Boyd Stadium on Saturday, December 15th at 12:30 p.m. Many story programs have showcased their talent in this annual Pac-12 versus Mountain West Conference matchup. Get ready to see the 27th edition of the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl by purchasing your tickets today at lvbowl.com. Tickets start at just $35. The Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl, where bowl season begins.
You know what? I'm tired of shaving and trimming and clipping. It's Steve Cofield. I'm a big-time radio guy, so I decided it was time to let someone else take care of me. So I found Swagger Men's Grooming. That's where I get my haircut and beard trimmed. you need to treat yourself too. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. When you get your haircut, you get the neck massage, the shampoo. I went next level and even got the nose wax. Yeah, me. I'm the king of the world. Coronado Center and Eastern. It's Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
What do Vegas locals know that most visitors don't? That you can see snow in the distance on many a 100-degree day. That our home is one of the few places you might use the AC and the heater the same day. And that all that natural beauty makes this a great place to live. Which is what Yes Air Conditioning is here for. Since 1954, Yes Air Conditioning's strategy has been simple. We get your AC working and keep it working, so you don't have to think about it. Call now and have the peace of mind knowing that the Yes Man can. Call 888-4937 or visit theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Do you think insurance companies want you to hire an attorney? Why do you think they hire celebrities for their commercials? Do they hire them to gain your trust? Don't be fooled. Insurance companies want to pay you as little as possible, and it's my job to maximize your recovery and make sure you don't get ripped off. If you've been injured, call me, Matt Hoffman, or Justin Watkins at Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Bankruptcy, get your bankruptcy here. You, ma'am, you look like you've got a ton of debt. Well, step on up. I've got your bankruptcy for you right here.
Leave me alone. I don't want to file bankruptcy.
But you've got debt, right? Practically everyone in Las Vegas has $10,000 or more in credit card debt. That means you should file bankruptcy. It's the only thing I sell here, so it must be your only option.
No, it's not. I already went to Panda.
You what? Why did you?
I went to Panda. They told me about all my options. We talked about bankruptcy, but for me, that wasn't the best option. In fact, here's the Panda now.
Not Panda.
Thanks, Panda.
If you've got debt, make sure you call a full-service debt relief law firm, not an attorney that only sells bankruptcy.
Call Panda. We'll sit down with you and discuss your options for getting out of debt, including bankruptcy and debt settlement. Then we'll work to pick the best plan for you.
Call Panda Law, 702-818-3888.
Contractor license 007-9414.
A heat pump is basically just an air conditioner running backwards. And with heat pumps, big, expensive problems begin as small, affordable problems that were ignored for way too long. Routine maintenance will keep your heat pump happily doing its job long after everyone else's has laid down and died. Let Gettle rejuvenate your heat pump and it will say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you 24 hours a day. Just $129. And while we're there, we'll do a complete safety check and replace all the batteries and all your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors. No charge. You'll get a free Gettle flashlight, and you won't have to worry about being woke up in the middle of the night by that evil chirping of a dying smoke detector battery. No one knows heating and cooling like Gettle. G-O-E-T-T-L. It'll keep you cool, but it's hard to spell. Call right now, okay?
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Grab Bag is presented by the Golden Nugget Las Vegas.
Want it? Check it out.
Grab Bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there.
So coming up in a couple minutes, Eric Brown's here with us. Sit tight for like five. Assistant with UNLV. Let's go into the grab bag.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Oh boy. This is going to be scary for him to be here a part of this.
Why?
No, I don't know.
I think we've got a pretty benign grab bag today, don't we?
Yeah. Well, usually it just could spin off the rails quickly.
He listens. I guess this is where we find out when people say, hey, listen, I like the show, and then they have to actually sit here and listen to it, and they're like, oh, God, this is awful. On the coaching front, right, we were talking Mike McCarthy at the beginning of the week. We saw a note. We didn't get to mention it. What do you think of this? Is this me judging in hindsight? Because this is actually a story from back in what, like 2013?
2008. Yeah, a decade.
I mean, I tagged it, hey, this is when you're insecure. This is kind of the way you coach. Is this what a pro football coach should be doing? Story...
I doubt it.
Story from Will Blackman, who played for the Packers. And he said McCarthy liked to do what when things were going poorly?
So if they were on a losing streak, they would stay in worse and worse hotels until they finally won as punishment. Of, you guys want to stay in a nice place? Win a game. And he said it got progressively worse to the point where, quote, one hotel in Jacksonville, I swear, was on first 48. Which, if you've seen the show, right. I know you have.
Yes.
It is just, there's always a murder in just, like, the worst hotel in every town.
Well, it's basically where you stay when you go on the road, right? Don't
Not
you do
anymore.
The first 48 hotel?
No, I've upgraded.
You've upgraded?
Much.
You get yelled at by the bosses?
Yeah.
They didn't want you to die on the road?
That is a, I guess, a requirement. If you die on the road, you can't work.
Last crack alley that you stayed near, was that Tampa?
Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the one. That was the eye-opener.
Why was that one?
It was...
That really got you.
It was the worst. It was the worst place I've stayed. I told you, I didn't sleep. I stood up. And I just stayed standing the whole night. I was like, I'm not laying down in here.
I think the only time I've seen a roach in a hotel was also in Florida.
Well, Florida's
a
weird
in Lauderdale. I stayed in like a 1.5 star. And I don't care where I stay. I don't want to run a blacklight over the place. But yeah, there was as soon as I walked in the room, there's a roach like running across the floor. Yeah, I'm like, come on.
You know, I've stayed in some awful, awful spots.
You know, but it can happen anywhere. I stayed, what's the place? I'll mention it on the air. Maybe it was a bad day for him. The Seven Seas joint in, you like that place, right, in San Diego?
Oh, yeah.
And I go in with the SO, and, like, she walks to the back of the room, and I look to the left, and there's some underwear, women's underwear on the floor. I'm like, oh, God, what do I do here? He's like, I don't want, because I know what's going to happen. We got to leave. And then day of, it's going to be, like, $800 to book a new hotel room. So I just kind of, I don't know what I did. Found some makeshift tweezers and just chucked the underwear right in my... No, garbage.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
You told us that story on Christmas last year.
Is that right?
Yes, and I was, like, horrified by a couple of parts of that story, but you just were very, like, chill about it.
I don't get worked up about
was
stuff
it
like that.
Was it a good deal?
Of course it was a good deal. And it actually is a good... I've stayed there many times. It's fine.
Charles,
it's a good location. It's solid.
Charles Woodson said, I think my room was on the roof.
Okay, Mike McCarthy.
Also, Will Blackman said, I think Johnny Jolly's room was still waiting on forensics to arrive. So, yeah, clearly they were getting punished for not winning, and they finally won a game. They got to stay in a better place. Ryan Grant chimed in. Some of the rooms looked like they definitely had bullet holes. I forgot all about this. So it was absolutely something that happened.
Is it something you just laugh off, or is it, hey, McCarthy, you don't know what you're doing, dude? It's kind of a cheesy tactic.
Well, I think it's the tactics of a coach who just has no clue how to actually turn things around. Like, he doesn't have an idea.
But it was 2008.
Right.
So it's not like he was struggling at the time. Well, I guess they were a little
bit.
Yeah,
they lost 4 games in a row.
Okay.
James Jones said he had to stay in the Motel 6, which that's just an unfair shot at Motel 6.
That is unfair.
But as an NFL team, you're probably not expecting to stay.
Oh, never. Never. Thank you. Look at this. We're getting loaded up with Sprite. I like it. Joe's treats as well. Kelly always gets the job done.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very, very
nice.
Stick
your hand in there, Dave.
Thank you. It's always a cue to move on. Deadspin already calling the Amari Cooper deal with the Cowboys, saying John Gruden got crushed. Totally disagree. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
I don't care what Amari Cooper does the rest of the year.
He could be the best receiver in the league. It's still a good deal for the Raiders.
He wasn't worth a one. And actually, he's making the deal worse for the Cowboys because as a free agent after this year, now the price may go up.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't want to sign him for 16. I don't want to give him Sammy Watkins' deal.
And somebody's going to. So, yeah, he's making the deal worse for the Cowboys by having the success. It's a good deal no matter what happens. What good was he going to do the Raiders, who are trying to lose games anyway?
Right.
They got a first-round pick for somebody that was ruining their season.
Can you explain something to me? Why does most of the media have it out or at least have an issue with John Gruden? Why do you hate John Gruden so much? Everyone has been ready to pounce on him from the get-go.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think that's true.
Well,
people wanted him to succeed, and he was just terrible.
I think there's a lot of people who were insulted by the size of the deal. Oh, he's coming out of the broadcast booth. He's long in the tooth. What does he know? The game's passed him by, and now they're like, see, I told you! So many media people.
Well, everybody always
wants
everyone to
fail. When you see a story like this, we're going to judge a trade after 4 games.
No, it's stupid. They won. The Raiders won that trade. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Do you know anyone who is just irrational about Gruden and just crushes him all the time?
No.
Well, McKinnell does.
Well, I guess so. But he hasn't been good.
Well, he hasn't, But he also inherited a team that wasn't very good.
Right. He should be trying to lose. He seems like he's not.
Last one in the grab bag. This is actually from a couple days ago.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Thank you. The Chargers game was not well attended, especially, well, at least on the Cardinal side, right? Which just means that there are not enough Charger fans to even fill up the opposing stands.
Because
we're used to going to the games, and then in Carson you see, you know, half the Broncos fans, half the Chiefs. I